thing that happened to Klal Yisrael. It's really, really, it's one of those things that almost impossible to imagine that so much bad could happen in one space. So many averes could pile onto one inyan. It starts the Yehoyada, who was Chaya's father, was a Kohen, and when there was a wicked queen who killed out the whole Mishpacha Melucha before, saved Yoash, and Yoash became king. And then in the Beis HaMikdash, Zechariah got up and he said, and he, you know, he saw they were beginning to over Avodah Zarah. He said, "V'ruach Elokim lofsha Zechariah ben Yada Kohen." Zechariah the son got up, "Vayamod me'al la'om," and he stood above everyone. "Vayoyim olam," and he told them, "Koyamar Elokim." HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Lo matem oivres b'sas Hashem." Why are you doing averis? For lo yisatzlichu, it's not going to work. Ki azavtem es Hashem ve'azav eschem. You've left HaKadosh Baruch, HaKadosh Baruch will leave you. Vayikshru alav, vayigimu ever mitzvah samela, patzav eis Hashem. They ganged up, and the king had him stoned. Here is a son of the person who saved his life. Yoyada, the father, the Kohen, saved Yosha's life. And Yoyash, and Yoyash then turned on Zechariah. Zechariah was a Navi Hashem. He stood up in the Beis HaMikdash and he told him Techacha. And Yoyash had him killed in the Beis HaMikdash. A Navi, a Kohen, in the Beis HaMikdash. Because he didn't like the message I was hearing. And it says, as he died, the Pasuk says, he said, "Yira Hashem v'yidroishak." HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see my blood and avenge it. And it says his blood bubbled and bubbled until Vuzadron came and he tried to find out what it is, and they didn't want to tell him, and he shechted this, that, and the other thing, until finally they told him what it was, and he shechted out young people, Kahanim, until finally the Vuzadron said, "Ribbono Shel Olam, you don't want me to kill them all out." But it was a certain pechina, it says in the pasuk, "Ki kasha yered ageshem v'asholig min hashamayim v'shomal lo yoshuv kim hirvas aretz v'lida v'tzmicha kein yedvar yashay yitzim ipi lo yoshuv elay reikom kim osa shafatzdi v'tzei hashlachti." There is Devar Hashem. You can't be oblivious to Devar Hashem. You can't quiet it down. You can't disregard it. It will not stop until it doesn't get what it's meant to get, until it doesn't attain what it's supposed to achieve. It's a terrible story of Ritzicha of a Navi and a Kohen in Beis Hashem, the son of the person who saved your life because he had the guts to get up and to say, "This is wrong." But killing doesn't either stop it. The Dvar Hashem will keep pushing until it realizes itself. Yimach b'yichbadeti ve'yich b'lo avoynai v'shal chiyat v'dam novi v'chatzar el mikdash arenoi v'lo yichisosu adom ad v'y cherem v'ynoi v'lo yishakat ade hukam dam al novi z'chariyo v'yhoi lech v'soyer ad v'y rafta bochim עובר מקדש הננוי ומוצא דומים רואי שכים וישב עבור זה הכהנים הזויפים וינו כי זהו דם קורבן הצבוחים וינעשה בדם פורים בדם אלים ודם איכים ויום זה וחזור אחריו לחום מהויו וחוזו יש לי שוקה וידוי כיום נגרור.